Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Erevin, Daf Chav Zayin, and we are on Chav Vav Mabei. It's just one ha'ara I forgot to mention yesterday. One more source that I wanted to mention, and that is we had the machlokas between the Shibukubetzas had different deos about the Shtei Kedushos and what happened. Why Rav Asi make Havdala between Yontif Rishon and Yontif Sheni? So there is a Rabbal Chanan. There's a Kovet Shiurim in Beitza in Os Ches where Rabbal Chanan asks. He says, according to Liddy Dunn, according to what we hold for short, Shtei Kedushos, the Vadi Shtei Kedushos saying, Salama ain't onum avdili, Vavosi Yantif Rishon. So why don't we make Avdala when we have 2 days of Yantif in Chutz Laretz? So why we hold that Shtei Kedushos, even Rosh Hashanah maybe, make her at in, we paskin is, Shtei Kedushos, but by the other Yom Tovim for sure, the Lama Tzina Plukta Bazet. The Yesh Lomar, because everybody holds that, by the other Yom Tovim, the Yesh Lomar, the Rav Asi Savar, Rav Asi must hold Kamanda Amar Mishlo Hit of Amotzi Shabbos Mavda Kalayom Kulo Vesula. Rav Asi made Avdallah after the first day because he held that you only have 1 day to make Avdallah on, let's say, if you Amotzi Shabbos through Sunday. V'im Kain Ribyapted Amotzi Yotav Shadi. Say, for if you wait an extra day till Yotav Shadi, Yafsid Avdallah, so you'll be shown Legamre, then you wouldn't be able to make Avdallah. But we hold, as we know, that you can make Avdallah for 3 days. You can make Avdallah until Tuesday night. The Efshalad Gam Achare Yom Rishon Imkein Want to be Yontif Efshalahamtin Pavstalas Yom Tov Rishon An Mosah Yontif Shady. And therefore, you could delay it. And therefore, there's no problem. There's no downside. Rabbi Chanan just wonders then that is there a limit? Shabbos, you understand, you could split the week in half. You could go through Tuesday, so you have 3 days until the following Shabbos. The first 3 days are with the previous Shabbos, and the following few with the next. But here, unclear. Because you know, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, go after the previous Shabbos. Aval b'yantif, lo shayach tam zeh for yantif. It's not shayach to talk about, let's say, splitting the week. So if it's sarach iyun, ad eze yom shalachar yantif, ef shalahavdil. So he has that very interesting question about, you know, when it comes to yantif, havdala on yantif. Generally, you know, how long do you have? You know, you always know, you have till Tuesday for Shabbos. But how long do you have till Yontif? And Afkamina would be whether our Havdalah could be for a delayed one, even though we paskin Shtei Kedushos. Okay, so now let's get into today's daf, and then we're on Chav Vav Amid Beis towards the bottom. Says the Gemara, Rav Chagai, boi, hayomi b'chamishi b'Shabbos. What did we just say? We just said that Rabbi Eliezer allows you to make an Eruv 2 nights before. Let's say you have Yontif on Friday, so you can make it on Thursday night, and that could be a good Erev for one for Friday and one for Shabbos. You could do it 2 days earlier. So the Gemara says, well, would you have the same machlokas on, let's say Friday was a regular day. Let's say Friday was a regular day, and it was just Thursday afternoon, and you wanted to make an Erev. You said, tomorrow's going to be very busy. I might not get to it, so I'm going to set my Erev on Thursday. Is that doable Thursday evening? If somebody's just on a stama Thursday, and somebody says, this should be a Kenyan Shvisa on Shabbos, meaning 2 days later, so maybe this will be the same machlokas. Just like Rabbi Eliezer, we just explained, is based on, right, what we just say, mi bachol hu kana lo Shvisa l'shtei yamim. Right, it's he's kone for 2 days beforehand. So too, Rabbi Eliezer would say, if you just have a Thursday in the middle, so then stama Friday in the middle, you do it on Thursday, then that would work for Rabbi Eliezer. And of course, the Rabbanan it wouldn't work because they say you can't do it 2 days before. I'll take the Rabbanan lo kana. The Gemara answers, I'm Rabbi Yosa. Rabbi Yosa says, no, not true. You might think that, you know, the Gemara is going to change the Rabbi Yehuda Shita. No, the Gemara changes the Rabbi Eliezer Shita. The Gemara changes the Rabbanan Shita. Amar Abiyosa, v'lama, 1 second. Lama in Marvin la'adam, may erev yantif l'shabbos. Why generally did the Rabbanan say that you can't do it 2 days earlier? Not because it's too far. No, but it's because they don't allow you to prepare from yantif to Shabbos. So just like you can't set an erev on yantif for Shabbos, you can set one before yantif to kick in on yantif for Shabbos, because that would also be a violation of hachana. Let's read that inside. V'lama ein ma'arvin lo'adam me'erev yantif l'Shabbos. So why can't you make an erev and marry yantif l'Shabbos? Shekein Ein, I'm going through with the Gersos of the Karban Eida, or Chaim Kanievsky, Shekin Ein, Marvin Lada, Me'erev Shabbos, L'Shabbos, why can't you make the Erev on Thursday? Because you can't have it Chal on Friday. Bram Hacha, but hereby a Stama Thursday, Ho'elvu Royal Erev, Mela'arev, Me'erev Shabbos, L'Shabbos, still every Friday, you could prepare, set an Erev for Shabbos, so Me'erev, Ma'arev, Afilu B'chamishim Shabbos, Sefer, you could even do this on Stam a Thursday, and it would work. L'kulei alma. The Gemara is trying to think maybe it was only would work according to Rabbi Eliezer, and we say no, it would work even l'kulei alma. Okay, now the Gemara quotes a Tosefta, which continues the conversation that Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan had in the Mishnah regarding shtei kedushas or kedusha achas. Rabbi Eliezer again said that you could have two separate Erevs for two different days, reflecting Shtei Kedushos. So I'm really Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says to the Rabbanon, Iyata modemli, don't you admit, Shem Erev B'kikar Barishon Shumar B'kikar B'sheni? Don't you agree that if you set the Erev on the first night, it has to be there on the second night too? Shem Achlo Barishon Shu Erev L'rishon V'er Erev L'sheni. And if something happens to it, it gets consumed or destroyed on the first day, it's not a good error for the second day. Don't you agree to that? So what do you see? Have shtei kedushas. You agree, you admit to me that it's two kedushas. Because if it was only one kedusha, then setting it at the beginning of the first day should be enough and carry with it the effect of both days. So, because it's only one day, the fact that you have to have it the second day shows shtei kedushas. And therefore, Eliezer says, you should be able to set two separate erevs. And there's no answer to that, but the Rabbanan say to him, the Inun Mesivim Lay, the Rabbanan say to Rabbi Eliezer, another point, if you have Yatav on a Friday, you can't set an Erev on Friday afternoon, right? Why? Because you can't, you know, you're not allowed to do that, right? You can't do Miyatav L'Shabbos. It's Ki'ilu, you're Ma'arev B'chatzi Hayom. If you look in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, so he writes here, Alma, the fact that you can't make an Erev, you have to make the Erev on Thursday night. You can't make one Friday afternoon. Why not? Alma, Kedusha, Achasi. Right? If it would stay Kedushos, so then before Friday night should be okay, separate from the Hachana issue. But the Gemara is assuming that there is no Hachana issue here. But separate from the Hachana issue, it should be good enough because it's Shtei Kedusha since before the second Kedusha started. So the fact that you can't do that, it must be Kedusha Achas. Or at least you're machmir to assume maybe it's Kedusha Achas and then have Kedusha Achasi. So that's why it might be Kedusha Achas. So these are two of the titles that they each had against each other, Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. Remember, our whole discussion here is relating to the issue of when you have two holy days next to each other, how do you view them? Do you view them as Shtei Kedushos, or do you view them as Kedusha Achas? This is not the same as a topic that we've quoted often, and that is when you have overlapping Kedusha, not contiguous Kedushas, but overlapping Kedusha. And that's the sugya of how we like to say it when you have Shabbos and Yontif on top of each other, not connected to each other, but on top. So is that Shabbos and Yontif, or is that Shabbos Yontif? Or Shabbos, is it Shabbos comma Yontif, or is it Shabbos hyphenated Yontif? Meaning when they overlap on each other. And you might see each, this could go in the either direction as compared to the other question. But if you have two contiguous days, even if you want to say that's Kedusha Achas, you might say that it's overlapping. That's not Kedusha Achas, it's two. It's one on top of another. Or you could say the opposite. Even if you say contiguous are Shtei Kedushos, but when they're overlapping, it's Mamish, Mamish Kedusha Achas. And again, if you remember, there are many nafkaminas to that question. The one I like to quote is the Machlokas Achronim. Machlokas Achronim. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein writes in a tshuva that there was somebody, he remembers in Russia, that was in jail. Somehow, when he got out of jail, it was jail on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And he didn't have a sitter. He was in jail. So he davened Tikkat Shabbos because he didn't have a sitter. He didn't know what Tayyat Sarta by heart. Later that day, he got out of jail. And the question is, what does he daven now? And Rav Moshe Paskind, he davens the weekday Musaf Shmoneh Esrei. The weekday, Rosh Chodesh Olam Chodesata. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says, what? Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, this is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. You do Atayat Sarta. So the way it's explained is that according to Rav Moshe, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh is Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. It's two separate. There's Shabbos, there's Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, he was ready Yotzei Shabbos with Tikkat Shabbos. Now he davens Rosh Chodesh, which is Rosh Chodesh. But according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, no, it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. It's hyphenated. And again, each of these might be different. You don't have to say one or the other. there's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, there's Shabbos and Yontif, there's Shabbos Yom Kippur, right? All of those. But all of those, that whole sugya is the sugya of overlapping kedushas, not contiguous kedushas. And again, the question could go in either direction, but it's a fascinating issue. And many other nafkaminas, do you make kiddush when Yom Kippur, somebody has to eat on Yom Kippur? What if it falls out on Shabbos? Rebbe Akiva Eiger, there's a lot to talk about. Okay. We, though, now get into the next topic about Rosh Hashanah. So we were just talking about Shabbos and Yontif. That was the previous Mishnah. When you have Yontif on Friday or on Sunday, so now we have, what about Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, as we know, is different than every other Yontif Sheni. The Gemara in Beitza talks about the reasons why Rosh Hashanah is different, and why even in Eretz Yisrael, even in Yerushalayim, they often had 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. The Edom came very late, then there would be a problem with the Karban, and they would bring the wrong Karban, so Rosh Hashanah is different. And even if you say Shtei Kedushos by others, by other Yomim Tovim, you might say Kedusha Achas by Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah, Shaya Yari Shemet Esabar. There's a concern that Rosh Hashanah is going to be 2 days, either this is far away from Yerushalayim, and you wouldn't know, or maybe even in Yerushalayim, because you're nervous. What happened if the Edom come very late on the 30th day of Elul, and they say they saw the moon, so Mafreya, that day is going to turn into the first day of Tishrei. But 1 second, for all those hours until the Edom came, well, it was Rosh Hashanah. They didn't know about it. So people were, they were nohag to treat it with an Isser Malacha and treat it as if it's Rosh Hashanah until that point. So in that type of case, again, we're not getting into all the issues of Shofar and Karbanos, which is not our topic. That's a Mesechus Beitza topic. But for our case, what about Tchum? So Rosh Hashanah, which might be 2 days. Mari v'adam shnei eruvin v'omer. Rabbi Yehuda says you can have 2 heirs of Rosh Hashanah. Eruvei l'rishon l'mizrach v'asheni l'mayrav. My first day of Rosh Hashanah will be to the east. V'asheni l'mayrav. Arishon l'mayrav v'asheni l'mizrach, or the opposite. Eruvei harishon v'asheni k'bnei yiri. You can split it. V'ashrisho asheni v'harishon v'asheni, or the heirs of the sheni v'harishon k'bnei yiri. So in all these cases, Rabbi Yehuda says the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are Shtei Kedushos. And the Chachamim do not agree in that case, because Rosh Hashanah can be very different than the other holidays. And the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Eruvin, the Rambam paskins that there's a chiluk between the other Yomim Tovim and Rosh Hashanah. Says the Rambam, Yantif shechol yos samach l'shabes, pei milfin amel acharecha, o shnei Yomim Tovim shel galios, yesh lo la'ari shnei Eruvin l'shnei ruchos. Right, paskins like the first opinion of Eliezer in the previous Mishnah. The soul mechal zeh mehen sheyirtzu liyom rishon v'aleirv sheh beruach hashniya liyom sheni. Or, omar ve'irv echad l'ruach achas v'soh mechal av l'echad b'shnei yom tovim v'chulu v'chulu. Bamed v'arma murim b'shnei yom tovim shal galias. Aval b'shnei yom tovim shal Rosh Hashanah harehen ki yom echad. But the 2 day of Rosh Hashanah, they are like 1 day. Harehen ki yom echad ve'enu ma'arev l'shnei yomim Ela l'ruach achas, right? L'ruach achas, that's what it has to be. Right? That goes with money. Yosia quotes that the Rav says halacha kedalad zakenim alibidir b'liazer. That's what we said in yesterday's daf, right? Shtei kedushos against the chachamim in that Mishnah. But in this Mishnah, we paskin like the chachamim, that it is all one kedusha when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. And that's why we mentioned also, that's why we have the minog of having the new fruit on the second night, so one can cover themselves in regard to that. So Rosh Hashanah is a different type of takana relating to the Yom Tov. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about Rosh Hashanah, but first let's continue. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah Yerei Shemitah Sabbath V'chulu. So the Gemara here, Rav Chaim Kanievsky notes that the Gemara here is based on a Gemara elsewhere, and the Gemara is searching that Rav seems to hold Kedusha Achas. So which Shita of Rav, where did he say that? What was the case that Rav held Kedusha Achas? The following, this Palgun, in the case of Muksa, Shiori Psilav Shiori Medura, Shiori Shemen Shekabu B'Shabbos, Ma'al Ladikim B'Yantif. What happens if you have a Shabbos and then Yantif is on Sunday, and you have a leftovers, wicks, or from a torch or oil that went out on Shabbos? On Shabbos, it was Muksa Machbas Issa, you weren't allowed to touch it. If it went out, it was Muksa the whole day on Shabbos. So is it now still Muksa on Yantif? Ma'al Ladikim B'Yantif, right? Do we say that? Oh, it was Muksa at Bein Hashmashas when Yantif started, or not? So Rav, Rabbi Chanina, Trevian, Amr, and Asr, Rabbi Yochanan, Amr, Mutter. So you see Rav says Asr. Why would Rav say Asr? So we assume, why would Rav say Asr? Because he holds, when you have Shabbos and Yantif together, Kedusha Achas. This is not about Rosh Hashanah, right? This is about like the previous Mishnah's case. So Rav holds Aser because of Kedusha Achas. Rabbi Yochanan won't hold Mutter because of Shtei Kedushas. So Amar Rabbi Mana, Kumi Rabbi Yudin, Mechapla Psila Gabe Beitza. Really? Is this, again, this is quoting from the other sugya, that the first part of that sugya did not appear here. Are you for sure comparing leftover wicks and eggs? The Gemara there, if you remember the beginning of Maseches Beitz, is Beitza Shenolda. Beitza Shenolda. Bolda Bazeh, Asur Bazeh, where the egg is laid on the first day of a Yom Kodesh. Is it also the second day? Do you say it is Muksa? So the Gemara here, by saying that this Machlokas, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, is about Shtei Kedusha and Kedusha Achas, comparing it to the egg case, is comparing the Psila and the egg case to the same thing. So the Gemara says, who says that's correct? Maybe the egg case is different than the wick case. What would be a difference? Different pshat are given on the page, but one of them is wicks are different because wicks are mutter on Sunday, right? You're allowed to light the fire on Yantif, right? Unlike an egg, muksa is muksa. No one is aser both days. So maybe that's why it's worse. But you have leftover wicks or leftover oil, so maybe that would be better, and therefore it would be not comparable. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yudin says, but the rabbis compared it. So Hada Amra, he Hada Hiyada. So it must be that it is comparable, and we say that Rav holds Kedusha Achas, Rabbi Yochanan holds Shnei Kedushas. So we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan in this case, as we just saw in the Rambam. Mishum Arba Zakenim Amru. So the Arba Zakenim quote, Hanechal Eruva Barishon, Harikim Neiro Besheni. If the Eruv is destroyed on the first day, then he is like Kibneiro Besheni, meaning the Eruv is lost. The Eruv is lost, and you cannot use it if it's not inexistent by that time, on the second day. This is based on Rabbi Eliezer's principle of Shtei Kedushos, and therefore, if it's Nechal Barishon, then it's not usable for Sheni. Rabbi Chuna b'shem Rav Halacha Karba Zakenim. The Halacha is like that Bar Zakenim, based on Rabbi Eliezer. Rav Chizdoi Boy Michlef Hashita the Rav. So we have a problem now with Rav. Why? Taman Hu Avad La Shtei Kedushos. One place Rav treats it like two Kedushos. What's two Kedushos? As we just said, that if it's Ne'echal, so then it's two Kedushos, and that's why it's going to be Aser. That's his possibly like the four Zakenim, according to Rabbi Eliezer. V'ko, hu avad la, Kedusha Achas. But here, he makes it as one Kedusha. What's one Kedusha? The case of the wicks, right? What did Rav say? Asura Bazeh? This Pagan, Shari Psila, Shari Madura, Shari Shem Shakabu, Bishab, Ismael Adlika B'yatif. If something, you have left over the wicks from Friday, from Shabbos, could use it Sunday Yantif. Rav Echadisha V'anam Nasser. Question mark. So does Rav say Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushos? When Rav's paskins like the Arba Zakenim, that reflects Shtei Kedushos, because he holds if it's consumed and eaten up on the first day, then the Erev is no good for the second day. But his psak about the Shiari Psila reflects that it's one Kedusha, because it's Asur both days. So I'm Rabbi Mana, Kumi Rabbi Yudin, Mechapla Psila Gabi Beitza. Do you have to compare Psila and Beitza? As we said, maybe there's a whole different reason by the Shiari Psila case. Maybe it's not related to Kedushos. Maybe there's a different reason there. I'm related. The Gemara says no, but the rabbis compare them. Madanan Chami Rabbanan Midamile. Once we saw the Rabbanan who compare it, Hada Amra Hihada Hihada. So it must be that it is comparable, and it's the same issue of the of the wicks and the eggs. Okay, let's continue. Again, there's more to talk about regarding Rosh Hashanah, but first let's do the Gemara. Rav Acha Amar La Min Ulfan. Rav Acha says the following from Ulfan, meaning from his own learning, from his Mesorah. Rav Yosi Amar La Min Deya Barba Zakenim Krib Eliezer. Rav Acha said it from his own Mesorah. Rav Yosi said it from the Zakenim Krib Eliezer. The following, so they said this this statement. Right? It's important to know who you got it from. All right, Ulfan, the Korban Eda says, Akach Lomad. V'kibel b'rabo. Amar Rabbi Mana Kumi Rabbi Yosa. So Rabbi Mana asked the following question of Rabbi Yosa. Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Yehuda. Ein Alach of Rabbi Yehuda. Usually the rule is, right, in Erevin, I think, Mem Vavish, in the Bavli, we have all the rules of who to paskin like. So over there, Rabbi Yehuda, don't we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Right, we mentioned that we always paskin against Rabbi Meir. That's the Gemara in Erevin in the Bavli, Daf Yud Gimel. He was very sharp, and we couldn't understand him and get to the Sol Daito. That's why the Rabbanan never paskin like him. So Rabbi Mana asked this question. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, we generally paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. You know, like Rabbi Yehuda. Barbosa Kanim, Krib Eliezer. But don't we paskin, like, which is Rabbi Yehuda? That's Rabbi Yehuda. As we'll see from our Mishnah of Rabbi Elazar's from the previous Mishnah, as we know, from the double kedushos. So the Gemara asks the following question. I'm sorry, the Rabbi Yehuda here is referring to, right, the Mefarshim explained, from the Mishnah, Daf Lamed Beis, we had this referenced already once before. The Mishnah Lamed Beis says that if you have a city that made somebody a shliach, go set an Eruv 2,000 amas to the east. So the Gemara Mishnah there says, Lamed Beis of an Aleph. Somebody went out, and he's the shliach. He meets somebody, and the friend said, "No, I'll take it for you. Don't worry, you don't have to go." And he's like, "Okay, great. And I wanted my erev to be there, though." So the shliach of the city had in mind to be kodesh visa in that place that eventually the second shliach never did it. So what's the halacha there? It never got there. So Rabbi Yehuda says there, it's good enough for the shliach. Because even if the guy never put it there, the kavana of the shliach of the city is enough to be kona shvisa for him. That's Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Meir says, "No, you're stuck." Rabbi Meir says, not good enough. Rabbi Yehuda says, "It's good enough." Rabbi Meir says, "You're not good enough." So Gemara is going to ask a question with that. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda over there, which says, Rabbi Yehuda says, it is good enough. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. He's the first opinion in that Mishnah. Against Rabbi Meir, so let's see the Gemara now. Amar Rabbi Manu Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, ein halach Rabbi Yehuda, is not halach like Rabbi Yehuda over there, that the Erev would work for him, even though it was never put down. It was just his kavana. And Barbazkin and Rabbi Eliezer, but we also paskin, like Rabbi Eliezer here, that says, if it's eaten on the first day, then it's no good for the second day. So the Gemara now asks, one second, ma in taman shelo zacha eruvo. In the case of Daf Lamed Beis, where the Eruv was never placed there at all, Lo Ayiti Omer Sheyakar Esraglo Mibnei Iro, I would never have thought that he has uprooted his legs, literally, from his city. Meaning, I would never think that the Eruv would work there. Right? The Eruv, what do you mean, it works? It never went there. And yet, we paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda over there, that it does work. If in that case where the Erev was never set, that it does work. So Kan, Shazachal, Eruv, Lachal Shekeza, here in a case where it was there when Yantiv started, and now it's just gotten Ne'echal, right? So wouldn't that be Lachal Shekeza? Wouldn't that be for sure a situation where it should work, right? If over there it was never placed there physically and it works. So Kol Shekein here, where it was placed there, it just got eaten up on the first day, should be good for the second day. There's no answer given in the Gemara, but you could answer. There's a difference. You can still hold Shtei Kedushos, and over there, Kavana takes the place. Kavana takes the place. It's good enough. So there's still could be a difference, but the Gemara does not answer the question here. Good. Now the Gemara gets into a little bit what we alluded to a couple of days ago. That the loaf that the Mishnah said you have to bring the loaf there day one and then take it back and then bring it there day two. It has to be the same loaf as we saw in the previous dafin. Irev bakika barishon. If you ma'arev with the one loaf on the first day, ma'arev bakika b'sheni, you have to do it on the second day too, b'vaba osu akika, as long as it's the same one. But as we said, there are two ways to make an erev tchum. Either to put bread there or to walk there. So irev baragla barishon, ma'arev baragla b'sheni. You can always do the same method. If you do day one with food, you could do day two with food. If you do day one with being there, presence, you could do the second day with presence. But what about this case? Now, all the gersos here, we're going to go with the Karmana Eidas gersa. Irev, Irev Baraglov. If on the first day he was Ma'ariv Baraglov, lo Ya'ariv Bekikar. You shouldn't put a loaf there on the second day. Bekikar, Ya'ariv Baraglov. You could do the opposite, meaning you could do the same thing the first both days, but you can't go from Raglov to Kikar, but you can go from Kikar to Raglov. And the Gemara basically asks, what's the difference? Why should there be a difference? Heich ma'da'at amar taman, just like you said over there, Baraglov lo yariv b'kikar, just like you said, if you did the first day with Raglov, then you cannot do the second day with a Kikar, for whatever reason, v'dichfasei b'kikar lo yariv b'raglov. So you should say the same thing. If the whole thing is about switching and doing something different, then it should be working both directions. And why should you even say it's we're going to be makel in one direction? So the Gemara answers lahakel laani she'ein lo kikar. Maybe we'll allow going from kikar to raglov because look, an ani only has one kikar, so he's going to use it on the first day. He doesn't have a loaf for the second day, so it'll be makel for an ani. So an ani who doesn't have a second loaf could walk there on the second day. So Gemara says, okay, that's very nice, because for the needs of the ani, But you know what? There's needs of the Ashir too. Heichma da'at Amar. We'll go with the Carbonate's Girsa. You see on the fifth wide line. Heichma da'at Amar. Taman bekikar ma'ariv baraglav. Vidichvasa baraglav. Ya'ariv bekikar. You should say, just like you allow kikar to raglav, you should allow raglav to kikar. Because why? An usher is a very busy guy. You should allow him to give the kikar to a shliach on the second day, and the shliach will go for him to be mekel on the usher. Right? L'hakel usher. Now back in the Gemara, shlo yetsev yarab raglav. So, which is it? But you don't do that. So, heich madat amar taman baraglav lo yarab bekikar. So, get back to the original question then. Why should there be a difference? If you want to have rachmanus, you should have Rachmanis equally, both to an Ashir or to an Ani. And just like the Ragla, if you did Raglav, Lo Yar B'Kikar, then Plus B'Kikar, Lo Yar B'Raglav, so basically we're stuck. Right? What is the Chilik? Why is it that the Gemara Paskins, that you could go Kikar, Kikar, and Raglav, Raglav, but but you cannot go Raglav, Kikar, you can only go Kikar, Raglav. So the Gemara answers, last line, Rabbi Avun B'Shem Rabbana de Taman, Asu Oso Kaholech Li'irel. What is that? Really, look at the last carbonate. Really, look at the ka'amrit. The reason that we're mekel is not because of an ani. Because if you're mekel because of an ani, you should be mekel because of an asher too. That's not the issue. But the reason that if you did it bekikar on the first day, you could do a baraglam on the second day, is because there's no, it's not nikar what you're doing on the second day. You're just taking a walk. So it's not a zulzul of the day. It looks like you're just taking a walk. If you're going carrying the loaf out, some people know, that's a tchum. That's a tchum, but that's a real issue of hachana, right? You're carrying it. If it's the same bread as you did the previous day, okay, so then maybe that's less of an issue. But if it's a new and you didn't do it yesterday, that's worse. That's what the carbonator says. Look at the garbage, look at the mishamani. Mihane taima, shem irev, bakikar, shemari, baraglav, she'eno nire, kahachana. It doesn't appear like a chana. Shaharoa oso, omer li'ira hu holech. Somebody's just walking out. It's like, okay, he's going to a city. Mashenke sholech v'kikaru biyado. But if he has his kikar, nika l'kol de la'arev hu holech. But again, you have to explain that if it's the same kikar, then it wouldn't be a problem either. Interesting, the Gemara here talks about you should have a takana for an ashir, just like you have a takana for an ani. Because this is about Rachmanis making it easier for people, so then you should it should be equal. The Chazal, there are a number of Chazals in both directions that we usually think of anius poverty. That is a terrible, terrible nisayon. But Ashirus is also a nisayon. How many times have there been people that have been overnight with Ashirus and then all of a sudden unable to keep up their religious levels and ethical decisions. We have to recognize that every situation in life we need a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every situation in life we need tefillah. Right? We can't feel like we have everything and we don't need a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's an amazing gra that might have heard. The gra says on the pasuk by Yaakov and Esav when Yitzchak Avinu feels Yaakov and he says, "Hakol kol Yaakov, ahedayim de Esav." Wow, the call is Yaakov, and he died to Esav, and that's why he gives the whole question is, if it was 50-50, so why did he give the bracha then? But says the Gra, if you look closely at those words, HaKol Kol Yaakov, the two words kols in the Torah are spelled differently. One kol is spelled with a vav, male, and one kol is spelled without a vav, chaser. One's male, one's chaser. Why? What is this? So this says the Gra, these are the two kolos of every Jew. One kol of a Jew is the kol male. It's the kol of Torah. The proud, the standing up, the answering to a higher authority, the badge of honor, right? That's the kol of Torah that we wear proudly, and it's a whole kol. But then there's the kol of tefillah, the other kol of a Jew. And that's the kol is a broken kol. It's a chaser kol. Because you cannot approach a Kadosh Baruch Hu in prayer if I feel like I have everything. If I feel like I'm complete. If I feel like there's nothing to daven for. So even in Ashir, especially in Ashir, not especially, but everybody, you know, it's something that's easier to daven when though one is a situation of Ani. But Ashir too, the Kol Yaakov, because a tefillah has to be out of a situation of a feeling of Kol Chaser, because if it's Kol Malay, then there's nothing to daven. Rosh Hashanah, again, we didn't have time to get into it, but just to remember, Rosh Hashanah, as we're comparing it in this Gemara, compared to the other holidays, in terms of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, are different than the other holidays, but its essence, we know the essence of Rosh Hashanah is different than the other holidays. The other holidays are Chagim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. They're all Chagim. Rosh Hashanah is not a Chag. It's an Isser Malacha, and it's a Yontif, but it's not a Chag. And that's, there are many issues that come up relating to Rosh Hashanah. Maybe we'll start with them, some of them, at the beginning of the year. Next time, Hallel, and Avelus, and Tzidkascha. But again, Rosh Hashanah itself is a, you know, to understand the essence of Rosh Hashanah, not only the differences from our Gemara in terms of the 2 days of Kedusha, but in terms of the essence, you know, that's something that we'll have to come back to.